get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, Mr. Worldwide. But I do.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, continuing to talk about the news out of Berea. Offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan, quarterbacks coach Dow Loggins will not be back. The Browns will be looking for a new offensive coordinator very, very soon. All right, 216-578-0850. We've got Lewis in Shaker Heights with us. What's up, Lewis?
It's time. Who cares about Shanahan? It's time. You know it. I know it. All of Cleveland know it. And it's time for us to stop being in denial. Bring in Trestman so he can bring in Bernie. Everybody knows that Bernie is a very cerebral person. He has his issues, but who doesn't? Bernie will get the job done. It's time. It's his time now. Do it. Do it now.
You know what, Nathan? I don't mind the Trestman hire, and if Trestman means bringing Bernie Kosar, I think as we came off of our call-in with Ernest Biner, you know, someone who spent was a part of the great day here in Cleveland, but was probably in some cases a better Redskin than he was a Cleveland Brown. I think by bringing Bernie here, it might create the type of hysteria that we had last offseason after drafting Johnny Manziel because of who he is, what he means to this city, and more so than anything to this organization. I think there's skeletons in closets, I'm sure, on both sides that I don't need to know or even really want to know that need to be overcome if, in fact, it becomes reality. But he is a very cerebral player. I think it is something for Bernie to get back into the game, especially with this organization. And I think it might have burned a lot of Cleveland Browns fans' eyes to see him in a Chicago Bears T-shirt or sweatshirt when he spent time with the Chicago Bears and their quarterbacks under Mark Trestman.
I think that I obviously like the sound of it. I think with his recent comments about the organization, I think it could be very difficult.
Yes, you're correct.
Bernie Kosar under the employ of the Cleveland Browns, as much as I would love to see it, and I would. I think that would be. I think that's a little bit of a long shot. Martin in Las Vegas, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's things today?
Cold.
Yeah, well, I'd like to brag, but I don't want to rub it in.
Yeah,
but
you're going to be sitting poolside here in the next month or two.
Hey, on the Kyle part, I don't think we're going to miss him that bad. Myself, he kind of reminds me of Marty Schottenheimer. He did radical things. He did some changes. He worked with in his talents that he had. And then towards the end, it was Marty ball. He got very conservative and everything fell apart. And it kind of reminded me of the same idea, same, you know, analogy. Unfortunately, we don't even have a quarterback to work things out. I think Manziel, I think he's afraid. I don't think he's going to be an NFL quarterback. I think he's going to take the money and go bye-bye. But I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Nathan, take care of that cold.
Thanks,
Matt,
brother.
Did a great job, and I love your show.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. And just to chime in on Johnny Manziel, and again, this isn't coming from a place of malice by any means. And Nathan, I said it to you, off air about Johnny Manziel when it was a hot topic about, you know, the lackluster performances in this offense late in the season. And then also to piggyback with Johnny Football and who he is, from a public stance to social media and his actions off the football field. Not only in some cases has he proved that he might not have what it takes, there are times, as much as I said, Josh Gordon looks disinterested. I think Johnny Manziel at this point right now just doesn't care. He doesn't care enough, and that can be tagged to a lot of things because he comes from a place of privilege, because the college football game came so easy to him, and the success that he has only magnified, you know, once he beat Alabama, was given the Heisman, and he fed into that frenzy. And it's to the point now where he has a contingency plan if, in fact, the NFL doesn't work out. So but that all being said, and that's where I come out on it, is he can prove all of us wrong, me wrong, in what he does the next 6 months, regardless of who the offensive coordinator is hired here in Cleveland. He can prove us all wrong by showing us he can stay clean off the field. And just as we saw, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Nathan, you know, Colin Kaepernick is going to be training in Phoenix, Arizona, and will be under the helm of Kurt Warner for about I think, 3 to 5 weeks as he's training to get, you know, bigger, faster, stronger. He will be, of course, fine-tuning his trade as he saw his play regress there in San Francisco. So that is a step that I think Johnny Manziel needs to take.
I think it is a step he needs to take, and right now he's going to have to really just be focused inward on himself. He isn't going to know who his offensive coordinator is or the system, what system it will be for now. So focus on himself and realize how he can be the best quarterback that he can be for this team going forward. John in Rocky River, welcome to the show.
Hey, fellas. The good Lord Jesus Christ couldn't come down here and help that guy out. Everyone in the world knows it, and I know you guys have to do your job, but at the end of the day, there's this. Everybody in the city knows it. But let me get you to the answer, okay? We saw a guy who just ripped off 2 number one picks that turned out to be busts so far this year. Farmer also made all during the season talking about in week 8 about going to Johnny and he's the future and everything else. Right there, that shows the ship is going down the wrong place. I'm going to answer it right now with the GM.
We lose him?
We lost John. Let's go to Richard. Gotcha. You know, this is a team, like we said, when we started the quarterback review, the bottom line is all that matters is getting this quarterback right. And you invested a 22nd overall pick in Johnny Manziel. You traded up to get him. Didn't look good in his rookie year. You got to hope that he can find a way to get it together in his second season.
You do, Nathan. And I think the hard part is, a lot of that is going to be behind the scenes. As you said, you know, Johnny will have to look internally. He will have, almost 3 months to himself to figure things out. And as we know right now through social media, he's having a good time being in that spotlight. And that's going to be the hard sell to the Cleveland fan, the fan base, in the dog pound with the steps that Johnny Manziel has taken. And I think that we really don't know what's going to come about this offense because right now we're missing an offensive coordinator. And there's a very, very large question mark at the pinnacle position on offense, as you've said all week long, the quarterback. You look at the playoffs, everyone has their quarterback. And that also, too, is where, in fact, that, you know, I believe lies a significant amount of the frustration. These Cleveland fan base and the dog pound, they want wins. And they see everyone else around us nationwide in multiple sports getting it right. And it seems like we consistently get it wrong. And that's what creates that carousel and that hatred and frustration, you know, for this organization and for those coaches that they fall in and out of love with so quickly.
No question about it. All right, we'll be back with more of your thoughts. 216-578-0850, plus tons of tweets. It's @Browns_daily, @NathanZagura, @MattWilhelm57. That's all coming up when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.